You know, one thing that's hard to keep private? A smell. And that brings us to our weekly Sideways Glance segment. It's a space we carve out on the show for our quirkier stories. This week's entry, to be honest, is more of a sideways sniff. It's about someone who pays very close attention, not only to what we smell, but where we smell it. Here's independent producer Sarah Reynolds with the story.
What city can you smell?
Garlic bread here.
Garlic bread and bug spray.
I got sewage.
And maybe calamari.
We're walking through the North End, an Italian neighborhood in Boston. These may not be the kinds of things you'd notice on an average city tour, but this tour, it's a smell walk. We're just using our noses.
It takes a lot of concentration to use your nose when you don't normally use it in that way.
Kate McLean is our guide. She laughs easily and wears a dark brown fedora.
I'm going to be really safety conscious here because one of the things that happens is you end up concentrating a lot on smell. So if I say stop or go, go is when you should be crossing the road.
She's conducted these smell walks in different parts of the world over the past several years. For her, they're sensory research trips. Today, she's collecting data so that she can map Boston by smell.
What I'm very interested in is other people's perceptions of place by smell and then aggregating that to form smell maps.
Kate's a graphic designer by trade. She's already smell mapped Edinburgh, Glasgow, Paris, Amsterdam, Milan, and one aromatic block in New York City. These maps are colorful interpretations of what a smell is doing in a particular place.
They're an attempt to make something visual that is ephemeral.
Take newly cut grass, for example. She smells it near a park, so on the map, there's a green dot in the park to represent the source of it. Then around the dot are flowing contour lines of the same color that show the strength or the range of that newly cut grass smell. The 10 of us weave through the aromas of the neighborhood. There's a lot to smell on this block. I'm getting garlic and pavement and rubber tires.
It smells really smoky, I've noticed, a lot of places. Not bad, just smoky.
Like a cooking smoke?
Yeah, cooking smoke, not like cigarette smoke. I'm hungry now.
Lisa Johnson is a food blogger. Some of the smellers are Kate's graphic design students, and then me trying to capture smell in sound. Each of us has a sheet of paper with our mapped walk and room for notes. What do we smell as we walk, and how strong is the odor? All data for Kate's map.
Okay, we are going to go up to here and cross safely.
We turn into a less populated area.
It's also much quieter on this street, so it's sort of easier to smell somehow because you're not, there's less to see.
We walk down an alley with window air conditioners humming. We take in the salt air of the waterfront, the smoke of cigarettes, a hit of strong cologne. It's overwhelming to pay so much attention to it.
I think it's something like we breathe 240,000 times a day. So there's 240,000 opportunities for us to smell something every day, which when you think about it is insane.
Kate wanted to see whether smell really mattered to people, if it impacted us in relation to memory and place. She started smelling places more closely, talking with local residents and smell experts and leading smell walks. One of the first smell maps Kate designed was of Paris.
The smells there were cheese, wine, rain, Yves Saint Laurent perfume, because Parisian women take that away with them to remind themselves of Paris and where they come from.
Then Edinburgh.
One of the smells was the boys' toilets in primary schools. And another one was the newly cut grass with a lot of the golf courses that actually are in the city. And the domineering smell of Edinburgh is actually the brewery and the malt fumes from that.
When Kate has exhibitions of her work, she recreates the smells from the maps in small bottles. So if you're looking at her map of Glasgow, you could pick up a bottle to take in the oily sponges and soaking rusty nails, the smell of the subway.
There's something about sort of saying, well, okay, you smell that, but what do I smell? We have specific memories of places and smells that are very, they're personal to us. They're part of the picture that we build up of a place. It has visual elements, but it also has olfactory elements.
We arrive at Faneuil Hall, a busy outdoor market in Boston lined with bars, and Kate catches a scent, one I wasn't expecting.
Whoa, I love that smell. This is like the smell of sewers. I actually really like it. Smells like that are proof that there's life, there's people. We're creating smells, but then they'll disappear into the environment that we're making them. It's evidence of life, I think. It's humanity.
For The World, I'm Sarah Reynolds, Boston.